the scoop on some really cool stuff happening on the local culture scene on the Dolphin Coast. Hey, what am I talking about? Well, I've got two really cool things to tell you about right now and two really cool people to help explain what they mean. And if you are the kind of person who revels in art and culture and festivals that celebrate these things and live theater, well, you're in for a real treat, because as the new month is knocking, we have got at our very own Ashton International College, based here in Bolito, some super stuff on the culture calendar. And in the spotlight right now, we're going to be talking about an awesome production that is on the cards, Noises Off, and an arts festival that is going to be dovetailing with that. So to get us fully looped into what it all means and how it's all going to play out, in the studio with me, I happen to have a lady who's no stranger to the microphone, Tara Blake, Head of Culture at Ashton, to fill us in. Tara, welcome to you. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks, Mike. Thanks for having us here.
Good to have you. And alongside you, you brought some backup in the form of Samantha Fora, high school drama teacher and director of this exciting play that's just around the corner, Noises Off. Samantha, welcome to you. Great to have you with us on a Thursday.
Thank
as well.
Thank you very much.
Yay, man. So let's set the scene here, because as I understand it, I'm looking at my dates, and at the start of the new month of August, we have the opening of this dramatic production, Noises Off, a script and a play that, if you are a theatre buff, you might be familiar with. It's a really cool. It was a movie as well, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
This is such a cool thing, and it's something that I think it hasn't been overdone, like a lot of high school scripts and plays. Sometimes you get like a production that one of those perennial favorites. This is something that's a little bit left of field and should be a bit of a treat for those who enjoy live theater. So we're going to find out about that in a second. This thing runs over 3 days, and on the third day it overlaps with the kickoff of a full-on Ashton Arts Festival. Is that right, Tara?
It's all coming together.
Holy moly. So, like, what does an arts festival do for a school and for a community, and why should Bolito be getting excited right now?
Our focus with the arts festival is bringing the community together. Art can be so uplifting. I don't know, sometimes I'm sitting watching the students perform or a professional production, and it can change your whole mood. If it's a moving piece of music or a beautiful dance or an interesting artwork or, in this case, a really funny show or play, it changes your day, gives you something to think about, gives you also a bit of time out. So our whole day is kind of structured so that people can relax and enjoy it. We've got four different shows on that day. We've got two workshop slots, and we've got a market. So it should flow really smoothly, something for everyone, all different ages. And we're really excited about it.
This is amazing. So this is happening next Saturday, hey?
Yeah.
The 3rd of August. And for those that want to get their double dose of arts and culture, how do you get
involved?
Signed up? Yeah.
Well, if you're a planner, then you can pre-book things. So really exciting. We've got the KZN Philharmonic Orchestra coming to kick us off.
Whoa.
And just so special as a teacher is that some of our students are going to be performing with the orchestra, either as a soloist. We've got a pianist and we've got two singers doing that in the high school. We've got our three choirs performing with this orchestra, and some of our instrumentalists playing next to a professional musician. So I'm sure you can hear that I'm so excited about that. And those tickets you can get on Quicket.
Okay.
So you can go online, or you can buy at the door on the day if you feel like it. And then we have two student concerts, which is our beautiful students at Ashton performing for the community. Those are absolutely free. You can just come and enjoy it. And then, of course, the last show is Noises Off. And we have a new thing called a Carry app, which is a really cool thing for schools.
Yeah.
And if you're not part of our school community, there's a QR code that you can scan. And then you can get linked up to our Carry app, and you can book tickets that way as well.
So you've made it really easy, in other words, to get people ticketed and connected and get their bum in seat to take in all this culture.
Absolutely. You can plan ahead, or you can arrive. And then also going on in amongst that and in amongst the market, there are a whole lot of workshops. Can I read out what's happening so just people can...
Give us the full rundown, Tara.
Right, I'm so excited. So there's a paint and sip, or a sip and paint. I'm not sure which way you say it. You can do it in either order.
there's no rule about which one comes first.
Okay. And then if you enjoy sushi, you can make your own sushi.
Wow.
There's also S, which is a company just a few doors down from this radio station, is teaching people how to do their own facials. So a DIY facial. So really exciting, especially for teenagers who are getting into looking after their skin.
Self-care.
Yeah,
very
self-care.
Important.
Then for the little ones, there's a TP Wonderland where you can make your own small little TP and take it home afterwards, and you can go and relax on a little bed.
Wow.
You know, like those little sleepovers that they have. So that's happening. And then if people are feeling a little stressed, maybe come along for a drum circle from the Drum Shack experience.
Wow.
There's ceramic pottery painting if you'd like to paint your own mug. There's biscuit icing for those who like the sweet side of life. And there's a marimba workshop.
Okay.
Thank you for letting me get through my list.
That's a whole lot of fun.
That's a whole lot of fun for a whole lot of different interests.
Interactive stuff. But then for those that want to sit back and just take in some amazing stuff and be entertained and be engaged in that way. Ashton is known for its, you know, great productions and big shows. I believe the way it normally works is you alternate between a musical and a play in a senior college. Is that right, Sam?
Yes, yeah.
And this year, as mentioned, we are looking at a really special production, Noise Is Off. What's been a highlight for you directing this particular play?
Oh, a highlight has definitely been watching quite a small group of students get the challenge of taking on quite a longer play and seeing them grow as young actors within this process. They have gone from strength to strength, and I couldn't be prouder of them. And it's been such a nice experience of getting to know them as well as individuals and finding out more about them and helping them in their each and own individual strength grow in their performing capacity.
Brilliant. And for those that aren't familiar with the play, why should folks come and check out Noises Off in particular?
So Noises Off has a very unique form of humor and comedy. It's a farcical play. So there's a lot of moving pieces and a lot of really witty comedy that I think people are really, really going to enjoy, especially because it has a very unique perspective on the theater production process. It follows a troupe of actors putting on a play. So it's a play within a play kind of a style.
Cool.
And we get to see the backstage rehearsals. We get to see the show that's supposed to be playing, and we get to see the blunders that are happening on stage as these actors navigate this playmaking process.
Wow. So it's like it's multifaceted. It's kind of like meta in that sense.
Very
play
meta,
within a play.
Yes.
I popped into a rehearsal, and what I really enjoyed was watching the student who's the director of the play and just seeing a few familiarities of when I'm directing a show getting a little frustrated. So yeah, that was really funny for me as an outsider coming in to watch, is seeing a student take on the role of director.
Definitely.
Noises Off is the production, kicking off Thursday, this coming, one week from today, opening night and running until Saturday the 3rd, which will also be the opening of the Ashton Arts Festival. So you can get your serious culture fix in more ways than one. And I suppose right now it would be a really good time to be following Ashton on all the socials, making sure that you're staying up to date with the countdown to all of this art and culture, and making sure that you have got your tickets via Quickens or via the Carry app. That's the way to go. And you don't want to miss this, because, you know, these things don't happen every day. And a festival that celebrates arts and culture adds so much to a community like ours. It's something that we really want to make a massive success. We know it's going to be a sellout, and you want to be there if you're listening to this. So you know what to do. Ashton International College, check out the Facebook, the Instagram, the website, and get onto Quicket. Look for the Ashton Arts Festival, and can the tickets for the Noises Off production in particular also be found via Quicket directly, or is that only through the Carry app?
Carry app.
Okay. A Carry app. But that the links for that should be up on online, eh?
Yes. If you go on and you find a poster of the Arts Festival, you should see a QR code there that you can scan.
Very cool. So make a plan. And what do they say? You don't say good luck. Hey, break a leg. Break many legs. Because there's so much cool
We're
stuff
so
coming
excited.
Our way. And we'll definitely need to have another catch-up just before the curtain lifts a week from today. But between now and then, lots of busyness, lots of rehearsing. And so excited for this one to come to Ballito. Well done, Ashton. Well done to my special guests, Tara Blake, Head of Culture, and Samantha Fora, a drama teacher and director of Noises Off. And wishing you a thrilling Thursday.
Thanks, Mike.
With just a week to go before things start to get really exciting.
Yeah.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style. And I think just to help all that rehearsing, here's a little double shot espresso. Sabrina Carpenter coming out of your radio on a Thursday.